You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. We've been looking into some of the ramifications of Japan's aging population with our partners at the BBC. Living longer does not necessarily mean living well. In Japan, there is a bit of an old age crime wave born out of desperation and poverty. Almost 20% of the country's prison population is over the age of 60, and many of them committed crimes in order to end up in jail. The BBC's Ed Butler went to Futu Prison to investigate.
I'm standing in the recreation yard. The sound behind me is a group of new inmates. You can hear them there. They're being drilled. It's almost like a military boot camp. Several of these guys are clearly in their 60s and 70s.
In fact, altogether, some 30% of Futu's prison population is now over 60. When they're not marching, some are singing. This is the rather unorthodox start to an education session aimed at stopping seniors from re-offending. It kicks off with a group of them crooning out a song. It's all about finding life's purpose. Some seem quite moved. Afterwards, I speak to a couple of the inmates.
I first got into trouble when I retired and I lost the joy and fun of work and I looked for other things to do. If you come here several times, you get used to it.
That sentiment is surprisingly common. Close to half of all of Japan's elderly jailbirds have been convicted multiple times, and some don't even seem that bothered. Take Toshio Takata. He's 69, small, a cheerful demeanour. He seems like a cuddly teddy bear of a man until you learn that his rap sheet includes threatening women with knives. It's one of a number of crimes, all committed in his old age, and all, he says, with a specific purpose in mind.
I reached pension age and then I ran out of money. So it occurred to me, perhaps I could live for free if I lived in jail. So I took a bicycle and rode it to the police station and told the guy there, look, I took this.
You stole a bicycle, you cycled to the police station, and you asked them to arrest you.
Yes. Another time, I went to a park and just threatened women a little with a knife. I wasn't intending to do any harm. I just tried to show the knife to them, hoping one of them would call the police. One did. As you become old in society, there is no place for you. And the care home costs so much money you can't afford it. So I think lots of people do like I do.
It is true that the crime related to poverty among elderly is going up. And this may be due to more elderly left alone.
That's Aya Abe, a professor of social policy in Tokyo. She says the weak economy has driven many younger people away from their parents' homes in search of work. It's fueled family division and a reduction in the retirement pot.
The question should be, should the poverty problem of the elderly be neglected or should we do something about it, whether they commit a crime or not and are having a really hard time?
So you need better social care solutions for elderly people?
For the elderly poor people, definitely.
In truth, the overall numbers of elderly crooks in Japan is still fairly low, just a few thousand in a country of 120 million. But while other crimes are on the wane, old age wrongdoing is rising and rising fast, as is the cost of incarcerating people.
That's Ed Butler from the BBC.